Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. My man.
I was bracing for cuckoo cuckoos.
Well, now you can brace for them, because here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Coming down in 3, 2, 1.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
All right, Church, you got a chance to nail it. Here we go.
Cuckoo 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 cuckoo.
Oh,
here
you go.
Cuckoo cuckoo cuckoo.
Hey, Hoser.
Was I close?
No.
Was I close?
You were late.
I'm always late. All right, I gotta try. I gotta keep going earlier. I thought I went earlier.
Here, you want to try again? Let's try it again.
Yeah,
you ready?
Bring it again.
Here we go.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Cool, 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 cool. Cool, 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 cool. Cool, 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 cool. Was it any better?
No.
See, for me, it's timing out perfectly.
I don't believe that. I'm talking to you via cell phone. There should be minimal delay, if anything. But maybe you're right. Maybe there's a delay.
I think we talked about this last time when I tried it and failed it. It's the 22,000 miles.
That's right.
Going up from your cell phone down to your, you know, back down to your tower, to another satellite, to my 22,000 miles, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, let's try this. Let's try the old military thunder flash or flash thunder. Ready? Flash.
Oh, I don't know. How does this work? I don't know what this is. Flash thunder.
You say thunder instantly after I say flash.
Okay, ready, ready, ready.
Flash.
Thunder.
Flash.
Thunder.
Flash.
Thunder.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a delay.
Anyone who knows modern cellular telephony, let us know what the average delay is via cellular networks, and I'll chalk it up to that. Maybe I'll let you record your own.
God, if I can only hit those notes. You're good. Dude, you're good at it. Geddy Lee's got nothing on you. Maybe you might be better than Geddy Lee.
See, he's got a few things on me, although isn't he dead now?
No,
Neil Peart's alive.
Neil Peart's
dead. Geddy Lee is alive.
Very much alive. By the way, huge baseball fan and historian and collector of baseball memorabilia, Geddy Lee.
Wow. Baseball nerd.
Yeah, baseball nerd. And it came to him late in life. Unlike, I think, a lot of people, especially of his generation that grew up with baseball as a huge game, he was a guy that was not necessarily into baseball that much until he got older. I think met some players and got sort of pulled into it. But, yeah, huge baseball nerd, which is great. There aren't that many baseball nerds left. Zabral, they're literally dying.
Yeah, that's true. But baseball's been dying for a long time, and yet here it still is, a thriving multi-billion-dollar enterprise in which your Minnesota Twins, you tweeted recently that at 27-16, it's starting to feel like this season could be something special.
So, okay, we're only at the quarter pole. Although I've come to learn that the quarter pole is actually the last quarter of your horse race is the quarter pole. But if you say that we're at the three quarters pole, everybody's going to think
good.
That you're right. It sounds wrong.
Right.
You're like, no, you're not. And we all know it's a marathon and not a sprint. And the Twins have played some crap teams, but the good thing is, at least for us in this market, we're taking every win we can get. And we thought our pitching would be terrible, and it turns out our pitching's like the best in the AL. So yeah, it's suddenly, and they keep winning close games. And that's the other thing that always feels when there's been, and you've been a part of other very good baseball runs, both Washington, Milwaukee's been good on and off for the last 5-6 years. When your team is like pulling out the kind of game like the Twins did a couple of weeks ago, down by 7 going into the 8th and winning. Those are the kinds of things you look back and go, that's the hallmark of a season that was meant to be. And, maybe this is going to be one of those.
Yeah. One of the, I forget who asked this question of me, but they said, next time he got Church on, ask him why they built the football stadium with a roof and the baseball stadium outdoors.
Well, okay. In fairness, who the hell wants to watch? Even though baseball, it's stupid cold in April here.
Yeah,
and nobody really shows up. But
stupid cold,
man, it is. It's ridiculous. We were playing in 20 degree weather in parts of April. But man, in Minnesota, and it's the same thing in Milwaukee. When it finally turns nice, everybody's outside. Everybody's outside all summer long. Highest number of golfers per capita, Minnesota. Because when it finally turns nice, everybody's outside.
Right.
And that's why we want to do it outside.
I guess that does make sense that you suffer through April and a good chunk of May for the reward that is June, July, August, and September.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. It's a beautiful 4 months for outdoor baseball. And we had to put up with these sterile, crappy Metrodome for baseball so long.
Did you go to many games, baseball games inside?
Oh yeah.
You did?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet it just made your skin crawl to be indoors during the 4 decent months in the state of Minnesota, right? It must have drove you crazy. Like, I can't believe I'm inside right now.
Right. It's 82 degrees and beautiful outside, and I'm going inside to the air-conditioned Metrodome.
Yeah.
Boo.
Hey, I forgot your Twins bought Carlos Correa in one of the more surprising free agent signings of the offseason. How's he doing for you? I see he's hitting .280, only 2 home runs so far.
He's been hurt on and off, and the bat was just completely frozen. Nothing coming off that bat for the month of April, but he's heating up now.
Okay.
And he's back and healthy. The the catch here is he's signed a 3-year deal, but he has an out after every year. So, you know, really? Everybody's very nervous about embracing it because Minnesota is where star players leave. You know, they don't generally come here.
Right.
They just, you know, they ultimately, you know, get good here and then go someplace else. So we're all just waiting for Carlos Correa to opt out at the end of the year.
And you got Gary Sanchez, probably the worst defensive catcher in the history of mankind. I mean, when he was a Yankee, they just ripped on him nonstop. And this Byron Buxton guy, this center fielder, has got 11 bombs so far this year. I got to be honest, I don't know much about Byron Buxton.
You should, because he can win the MVP. If he stays healthy, he is arguably the best hitter in baseball, best overall player in baseball. So here's the bit on Byron Buxton.
And he's been this way. I'm looking. He was a 250 hitter, was not a full-time player until he played 61 games in 2021. The 2020 season was jacked up because of the pandemic. Played 87 games in 2019. So he was sort of knocking around as a 200, 250 hitter, and he hit 306 in 2021. This year his average stinks, but his power numbers are great.
So the deal is he's an extraordinary athlete, incredibly fast, and he is a center fielder who gets to every ball. But and he's always flashed remarkable power for a wiry guy. But he gets hurt all the time. And here's the funny thing, Zabe. He keeps getting hurt the same way. He's tracking a deep shot to left center, and he will run into the wall and knock himself out for a month of games. And this game kept happening.
Does he play the game like Super Dave Osborne from back in the day?
He does. By the way, I had a chance to talk to Super Dave Osborne. He called my phone once.
No.
I got to talk to the real Super Dave, yes.
He's the actor who played him has passed away.
Epstein.
He was on. He was I forget the name of the character on Curb Your Enthusiasm, but he had a pretty big recurring role on Curb.
Very big. Yeah. Funkhauser. He was Funkhauser.
That's right.
On Curb Your Enthusiasm, yes. And I had a job opportunity, very minor job opportunity, where in the fantasy space about 10 years ago. Got hooked up with somebody, and I had been told he might call. So I was kind of ready for it, and I get the private call number. So I, you know, unlike normally, you don't take those calls. I took it, and it's him. And the first thing I did was like, oh my God, am I supposed to like say something nice right off the bat? I mean, how do you break the ice with a star like that big? Do I need to say something nice, or do I just like respect the time and go right into the deal, right into the opportunity? And I had told myself I wasn't going to be like a fanboy. Oh, I've been watching you since Super Dave. You're the greatest, blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly what I did.
Oh, no. Did you get the deal done, though?
No.
Oh, he passed on it.
He passed on the deal, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Yes.
The late Bob Einstein who played for him. Yeah. Super Dave was billed as an accomplished stuntman, though he rarely succeeded when performing his elaborate stunts. Typically, the character would perform outrageous daredevil stunts, which would often go disastrously awry and result in the appearance of grievous bodily injury.
Yes. Yes. I loved that stuff as a kid because we loved seeing people, even though you knew they weren't getting hurt, we still loved to see it. This was, you know, there was, I'm thinking like other physical comedy of the late 70s. Like,
yeah.
Who was the Play-Doh guy on SNL who used to always get...
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
Oh, Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill.
Always getting mangled. Yes, it was so dumb, but it worked.
Remember when you'd watch SNL and you didn't know if a recurring bit like Mr. Bill would be on, and then it was on for that particular week? And you were so excited.
So
you're like,
happy.
Oh, there's a Mr. Bill into this episode this week.
Yes. You know, I know SNL is still a big deal for a lot of people. And it's spawned, you know, countless hundreds of careers. But it's just not as special anymore. You can't convince me it's as special.
No.
When you can find great comedy everywhere.
They thought about doing comedy, but now they do politics. If they got back to doing comedy... Yeah. Then they would find their way. Now, occasionally, they will hook into something funny. Like, for example, Did you see the spoof they did of ESPN's First Take?
No.
Oh, wow. The guy that used to do Stephen A. Smith is gone. But they found somebody else to do Stephen A. Smith. And because Stephen A. Smith has become such a caricature of himself.
Himself, yes.
He's not hard to impersonate. I'm going to find you the clip and play it for you right here in just a second. But yeah. Also, by the way, did you know that SNL's losing Pete Davidson? And yes. They're losing what I think is the GOAT, Kate McKinnon. She's good, and I think kind of sexy despite playing for the other team. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, and you can. I mean, you know, that's not mutually exclusive. I mean, you know, she'll never be into you, but that doesn't mean you can't be into her.
Yeah. All right, here's the clip.
Welcome to First Take, ESPN's home for the hottest sports takes. I'm Molly Quorum, here with the outspoken Stephen A. Smith.
Molly, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. This right here, this is a good morning.
And former Boston Celtics big man, Kendrick Perkins.
Steve Aday, I'm sorry, brother, but you wrong on this one. You know, this is actually a great morning, okay? Historically, it goes this morning right here, okay? And then the morning when Jesus came back, and then where we at right here is number three. All right, let's carry the hell on.
Glad we got that sorted. And also joining us is New York super fan and occasional guest, the always outspoken Michael Rapaport.
Some woman is playing Michael Rapaport.
I'll make this quick because I got a long day ahead of me of walking around my neighborhood, waving my arms like a freaking idiot and yelling into my phone. Well, listen, you guys are wrong, okay? God, you're so freaking wrong, all right? Because it's a freaking spectacular day. The Rangers are in the playoffs. The Yankees are in first place. And the Jets are undefeated because the season hasn't started.
Guys, let's remember it's 10 a.m. Our audience of unemployed dads is just waking up, okay?
I mean, that's, you know, I'm sure they saw that. Kenan Thompson, the great Kenan Thompson, played Kendrick Perkins, did it well. I'm sure the people on the show saw the spoof and were like, that's pretty funny. I'm pretty famous. But it really is an indictment of how mindless the debates really are.
Oh, and so manufactured, right?
Yeah.
Painful. Is there, do you think, an under-heralded SNL star?
Oh, boy. And the sleeper stars.
Sleepers. Because the platform's so big, I think it's hard for any of them to be.
Let's see. Every cast member of SNL, I just typed in sleeper stars of SNL. Oh, God. Jane Curtin, Garrett Morris. I mean, these are some of the OGs.
Those
Once Upon
OGs
a Time,
right,
Gilda
there.
Radner. Bill Murray had four seasons. Al Franken was there. Hey, Minnesota's Al Franken. Let's see. Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer was funny. He was in Spinal Tap. And, you know, once you're in Spinal Tap, you know, that's, you're in. Yeah. You're in. What do you think of Kristen Wiig?
I love Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig is amazing. Kristen Wiig is America's middle-aged girlfriend. Everyone wishes that they had her as their recently divorced middle-aged girlfriend, you know? Age-appropriate, but fun as shit.
Let me tell you my Kristen Wiig, story.
Okay. Did she turn you down for an endorsement opportunity?
Tragically, our paths have not crossed. But I saw Kristen Wiig in her first ever TV role on a show nobody knows about called the Joe Schmo Show.
Joe Schmo.
Yes. Do you happen to remember the Joe Schmo Show?
I vaguely remember it. Yes.
So here's the premise. It was a takeoff on, it was a parody of Big Brother, and it put but the whole thing was fixed. So they brought in a regular person who is he thinks he's on a Survivor type show in a mansion, but everybody else is a plant. The whole rest of the show is a plant. and they do absurd things to find out what this app with this regular guy, the Joe Schmo, how he's going to react. Like they would have contests like who can keep their hand on a stripper the longest. And so that would be the contest. And then people would get voted off and voted off and voted off. And of course, you know, our guy, our dupe, is always surviving because he's going to, you know, unbeknownst to him, the whole thing's fake and he's going to make it to the end. But Kristen Wiig got her start on the Joe Schmo show when she was still probably in her 20s. And she was cute and funny even back then. It was basically a comedy show, but the guy didn't know. He wasn't in on the joke.
I'm going to go look it up on YouTube as soon as we're done here. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's really
Joe
good.
Schmo. Season one, episode one. How about that? There it is, season one, episode. Yeah, Joe Schmo.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. All right, let's talk some fast food here. Arby's has launched its first ever burger. The chain that brags we have the meats.
Yes.
Is now going to get into the burger game. What do you think Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King are saying looking across the way at Arby's?
I think they're saying, you stupid fool.
Oh, you think you know how to burger? You don't know how to burger.
Yeah. I mean, is there really a dearth of burger places? Look at, you know, not only fast food, but look at how much it's changed. There's a Five Guys every 10 miles. There's a new Five Guys, right?
True.
You have Smash Burger. You've got all of these emerging burger places that do just that and do it well. No way. Arby's is going to get this. This is going to be a short term experiment.
What if I told you? What if I told you that they have stepped up the burger game? That their burger is a Wagyu steakhouse burger made with premium 48% Wagyu beef.
Oh, jeez.
Starting at $5.99 sandwich only.
Okay. Well, first, good Wagyu beef costs like $50 a pound. So I don't know where they're getting their discount reindeer Wagyu, but that does not bode well, Zabe. There's no chance this is normal.
I don't know if there is different levels of Wagyu. Like you could get low-end Wagyu that would make it affordable to grind up and put into an Arby's burger. It's only 48%, they say, of the burger, but it's apparently a better cut of meat that they're using.
Now, if you Google Wagyu steak, you will immediately notice it's half fat. That's part of the whole bit on the Wagyu is
the marbling.
The marbling, it's beyond anything you would ever normally get. And when I've tried to eat it, it literally makes me sick, Zabe. It's
really?
So fat. It's all fat.
Interesting.
I can't take it. I can't. This is going to be an epic failure for them. They've tried to branch out in almost Arby's in almost every conceivable way now, right? First, it was Arby's, America's roast beef. Yes, sir. Right? They did roast beef.
Sure.
Then they decided to get into chicken sandwiches. Then they had the turkey sandwich. Then now they've got the meats. They're doing cold cuts. You know, they're doing chicken salad.
At some point,
don't you just figure out what you do great and stick with it?
I'll tell you what my go-to at Arby's is now. The three slider meal. Just get they do sliders, which are miniature sandwiches. And I
roast beef, I presume.
No, I get one buffalo chicken sandwich with a slice of American cheese instead of blue cheese. A little bit of, audibling there at the line of scrimmage. Delicious.
They love that.
hey, man, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders.
Don't upset us.
That's right. That'd be Burger King from the 80s. So I get one of those. I get a roast beef sandwich, which also comes with, I think, a slice of provolone cheese. And then they have a turkey and cheddar slider that is lovely.
Really?
I highly recommend it. A little bing, bong, boom, three-piece sampler of Arby's. And that's why hashtag I'm fat. Okay. Speaking of fast food,
Before we get off Arby's, they had a deal where, at least in this market, in the Twin Cities market, if the Timberwolves hit 14 three-pointers, you got free beef and cheddars the next day.
How many free beef and cheddars? One per customer?
One per customer.
Got it.
Beef and cheddar. And the beef and cheddar is pretty good, by the way.
God
only knows what cheese that really is. And I think for legal reasons, they can't spell it C-H-E-E-S-E. They got to have a Z on the end for legal reasons. but I think the Wolves hit it like 78 times during the year. And there were people who absolutely planned their whole weeks around, I'm going to have lunch after this Wolves game on Wednesday, and I'm going to have lunch again on Saturday. I mean, that thing, they had to have lost a ton of money.
Yeah, you're right. That probably did. But anyway, speaking of fast food, Dateline the UK, is this man a hero or the Antichrist? Headline, man blocks McDonald's drive-through for 2 hours in dispute over Egg McMuffin. Hero or Antichrist? This stemmed from a previous visit in which he was sent to the penalty box of shame. You know it well, where they say, sir, could you please pull forward and we'll bring your food out to you. Well, he obliged.
Yeah, in 20 minutes.
He obliged. He was there for like 15 minutes. Cars were going by him left and right. He was left ignored, and he was super pissed off. So the next time he went, and they said, could you pull up? He goes, no.
No.
And it turned into a full-blown standoff where cars had to back out of the drive-thru, and the police were called.
Wow.
Now, some would be quick to say, fuck that guy. He's the Antichrist. That's just the way things go. Others would say, no, maybe that's the kind of incident that will get that McDonald's to tighten the fuck up.
Yeah, that's
hero or antichrist. There's no middle ground charge.
If I were the guy behind him, I'd be furious. Furious, right? But there's a part of me that's like, yeah, you know, this, you are, when you're in the drive-thru, you have so little control over what's happening to you, the pace, everything around you. You're at the whim of the people in front of you and how quickly they're going to go. And if you've ever had to get out of line, even that's a problem. I'm kind of with this guy.
I'm kind of with him as well. I have, on the occasion, not always, but on occasion, said when they go, could you please pull up? I say, no, I'll just wait right here. And they're flummoxed by that.
I refuse.
I just say with the most pleasant tone, no, that's fine. I'll just wait here.
No, I'm good.
They'll ask again, and I'll go, and I'll get even more nice and even less bothered. And when they ask a second time, Charchi, I'll say, nah, you guys will have this any second now. We're good. it both jams their radar and then pisses them off. But I'm telling you, Charge, you'd be amazed at how quick they find your food.
At that point, they're highly motivated to make sure that your special order, when you change cheeses, that thing's going to get through the system fast.
Exactly.
I love that. Right. My McDonald's, the thing that pulls me into McDonald's on a disturbingly regular basis is
McFlurry,
the iced tea.
Wow.
I love their iced tea. And the secret mix is half sweetened, half unsweetened. The sweetened is too sweet. The unsweetened isn't sweetened enough. You mix that together. And I'm telling you,
chef's kiss.
I love it. I love it. And so I'm embarrassed at how many times I go through the drive-thru, I get my $1.07 all ready to go, and that's it. That's my drink.
Well, you know that the McDonald's soda and the Diet Coke in particular is legendary for being just better than everyone else's.
It is, and it's not a coincidence, Abe. You want to hear some of the reasons why?
Yes.
Number one. Have you ever noticed the McDonald's straw is the pipeline? It's the wide bandwidth straw. That's most every place else, they give you the little straw, and it's almost like a cocktail straw. And they seem to think that they're going to save money on their beverage because you're going to be sucking less of it. However much you're going to suck, whatever force there's going to be, they're going to force it to that little bandwidth straw, but not McDonald's. They know, they've measured your brains. And when you get that big mouthful of sweet, whatever you love, your brain goes ding, ding, ding. Ooh, this is good. That's one of the reasons, the wide straw. Number two, they want the consistency of the beverage to be perfect. And so they force, every McDonald's has a reverse osmosis water treatment thing.
Yes, they filter their water and they pre-chill it and they pre-chill their syrup, believe it or not.
Right. Yes. Because things, you will taste fewer impurities or any issues with it if it's cool. The tongue doesn't pick it up as much. And so they get the consistency, they get the better flavor, you get the big mouthful of flavor at one time. And that is part of why every McDonald's, that's why it's all better. That's why they're, you know, it's all better there.
Yeah.
Now, have you noticed this?
Now I wonder if that all applies to the iced tea. I guess the water would. I would assume that they deliver it. Now, is there syrup for iced tea? Probably.
I think there is.
Oh, really?
I don't think they're brewing. I don't think there's any actual brewing happening.
Okay.
For the iced tea.
By the way,
I think it is some kind of mix.
They get their syrup delivered in special stainless steel tanks, where other restaurants get their syrup delivered in plastic bags.
Plastic bags. That's right.
So they go all out for this. And yet, here's the irony. What can't McDonald's do? Keep their fucking ice cream machines working. Hence the website McBroken.com. Real website that has real-time intel on which McDonald's has their ice cream machines down at the moment. So you don't take your screaming kids promising them ice cream only to be told,
I'm sorry, but the ice cream machine is broken.
You don't even know the tip of the iceberg you're touching on with the broken McFlurry machine.
Okay, do tell.
So, get this. So these machines break all the time. They're notorious for it. One company owns them all. And here's the bit. They've got a contract with McDonald's such that the employees can only do standard maintenance on it. They can basically clean it. And if there's anything else that needs to be done,
they can't fix it. They got to call a special company. Yes. I saw this. There was a lawsuit about this saying this agreement is bullshit. They got to get out of it. This is anti-competitive. And it's a big legal dispute.
It is a big legal dispute. And it's got repair. You know how like people are talking about, I ought to be able to repair my own iPhone, right? And you can't repair your own phones without voiding the warranty. It's all rolled into this. So there's a ton behind that.
Yeah. Should Mark Cuban be pissed that the roof leaked in game 5 of the Magic, or game 4 of the Mavericks versus the Golden State Warriors? Because he was not happy in that long delay as they tried to get that thing fixed.
The roof leaked against the Timberwolves 3 months ago when the Wolves played there, and they had to delay the start of the game. And I'm watching.
It's an ongoing thing. This is not the first time that American Airlines Arena has leaked. Well, maybe that's why he was so pissed. I did not know that. Because he probably spent a lot of money, and he was probably promised, no, we got it, man. We're good now.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So now there's an owner, I'm trying to remember which owner it is, was tweeting, it's the Tennessee owner wants Tennessee to build him a new place.
Of course.
And they're tweeting pictures of all the broken parts of their stadium, to which my response is, it's your stadium.
Fix it.
So let me get this straight. Yeah, go fix your stadium.
Well, maybe.
Rather than let it go to disrepair and then push it on the taxpayers.
Well, maybe the same people who are authorized to fix McDonald's ice cream machines are also in charge of Nissan Stadium.
That could very well be true.
It might be a thing where the city has the maintenance contract with the stadium, and they're the ones that have to approve and go through all that stuff. That's possible. The exact arrangement, but I get it on that. Couple more things, and then we'll wrap it up here. Can the Pro Bowl be fixed? Because they're talking about this game is not even a game anymore.
We
really can't even play it without being mortally embarrassed. Is it fixable?
Well, okay, no. As a game, no, but you could still do something that weekend. You're old enough to remember the Battle of the Network Stars.
Yes.
Zabe, I want the Battle of the NFL Stars. I want it to be zany Olympic stuff. I want it to be weird, goofy. I want Barbie Benton in her shorts out there.
NFL players or not?
Yes, I do. NFL players doing stuff. That shows, doing something else. Because there's no point playing a game. Nobody's even playing the game. They're playing something that...
ran a little further, that's all. The advantage when you take the baton, as you know, is to be running with the runner. So if they're protesting the fact that we...
Robert Conrad with Telly Savalas.
It's like putting my uniform on you. That's right? how vulgarly, and that's how...
Telly
Savalas.
Fragrant
they were in breaking the rules.
So we're going to take
with a young Bruce Jenner before he became Caitlyn Jenner.
And the Greek are famous athletes. That's how this all started. He's Jewish. He wants to arbitrate.
Gabe Kaplan.
Wow.
Gabe Kaplan is there. Welcome back, Cotter. Yeah, that would be great. But look, remember Edwards for the Patriots who blew
I
out
do.
Three?
Robert Edwards.
Robert Edwards blew out three knee ligaments playing in a beach touch football game in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl, just a yuck, have some fun. And his career was never quite the same. He did come back, but it was a long road back, and he was a really good runner before that happened. So I don't know if you can make him do anything strenuous. I just want to know, why did the game once work? Why did it at least look like an 80% speed, we're still going to actually tackle guys game?
I think it's because... back then, so let's go back to like the 80s and before this thing started, it's inexorable
decline
into whatever farce it is now.
Right.
The players weren't making any money and they got paid on this game and the money actually meant something to them. Now it's all reversed. The players make so much money, they don't want to do anything that will risk their regular paycheck. And back then they were making enough money. They cared.
What do you think the Pro Bowl bonus was? $20,000?
Yeah,
and you're saying they used to make $250,000, so that represented.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well then why don't we make it $1 million game? The winning team, each player gets $1 million,
and the losers get nothing. Now we'll find out.
Yeah, well, my idea was you make it $1 million game, and then you have a sign up sheet in the break room of the NFL offices. So in other words, you know, you don't have to play. And it would be a weird sort of collection of the Marcus Mariotas of the world and, you know, the Tim Dwights. They're like, fuck it, yeah. I'll play for $1 million. And you would get 100 guys and you carve them up 50-50, let the two coaches draft, right?
Yeah.
And then you play for $1 million. I'd fucking watch that, even if it didn't have all the star players of the NFL.
Would you watch it if they did a celebrity pro-am?
Meaning golf?
Golf. Well, what if they did a golf event?
Well, we're going to have that in a week with Brady and Mahomes and that's Josh true. Allen
mm-hmm.
and Aaron Charles care? Rogers.
Do you care? Because you love golf and you watch a lot of golf. I know you do.
I don't
Will
know.
Will you care about this?
No, I don't even think when they announced this four-way of the four-star quarterbacks, I was super excited. As it gets closer, I already realize it's going to underwhelm. You know why? Because we assume that there would be really wicked trash talk amongst these guys. And what happens when they get out there? They're just buddy-buddy. Like, if you had real trash talk, you would have, you know, Brady digging into Rodgers about his hair and how come you can't keep a girlfriend.
And, air quotes, girlfriend.
Right. And then, you know, Rodgers would say to Patrick Mahomes, how's your brother doing?
and
Josh Allen would say, I wouldn't talk, Rodgers. You don't even talk to your brother.
Oh.
And then Brady would say to Josh Allen, hey, where's your red MAGA hat? You know, it would be like real savage trash talk if the guys wanted to do it, but you know it's going to be buddy-buddy. I think it'll be a bit disappointing, but hey, it's garbage time summer content. What else do you want, right?
It would be great is if we found four guys who genuinely loved golf and hated each other. Hated each other.
That would be good. Four guys that love golf and truly hate each other and then play for their own money. So somebody has to dig into their wallet to pay it off at
the end. Yeah, we want losers. Right, exactly. Yeah. There's going to be winners. Somebody's got to have some skin in the game to lose.
All right, I just saw Barbie Benton from the 1976 Battle of the Network Stars. I'm going to need some private time charge, so you'll excuse me. As always, my friend, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time, and we'll catch up down the road.
Bye, my friend.
There you go.
Rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing
the
this?
Great Paul Churchian, who cannot loo-coo-coo. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Beauty way to go. That's a wrap for me today. Thank you for listening and downloading and being part of the Zabecast Nation. Rate and review. Spread the word. Tell a few friends. If you need more of me, you're in luck. For a mere $5 a month, which comes out to pennies a day, you get Fridays as well, and you help support this overall venture. Thank you to those who subscribe. Go to zabe.com/premium and find out how to do it. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time. A 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.